Ed, how are you?
I'm doing good. Watching the rain out my front window. We agreed to the rain will be gone here pretty soon.
Well, talk about Target Insight. Why start the new company?
Well, I had, back in 2008, I had left the company I founded, Epic MRA, to go work with the MEA because one of the key people was a client of mine had died, and I filled in for a number of years. And I was looking to get back into what I normally love, and that's working in the area of market research, of policy work. And obviously, politics is my life since 1972. And so I figured I'd get back right now working with the city of Troy on some issues. And so it's something I've been loving now for about 39 years.
Well, a lot of folks always have issues with people who do your kind of work, because when we see these numbers, we always want to make sure that you're getting the right mix. How do you do that?
Well, first of all, what you have to do is look at past elections. And one of the things in Michigan that allows us to judge the partisan base of a precinct or a community is our school board election, the Board of Education elections that appear on general election ballots. State Board of Ed, you have University of Michigan Regents, Michigan State University Regents. Those are at the bottom of the voting ballot. And most people don't know who are voting. They don't know who these people are. And typically vote along partisan lines. And the courts have recognized that using the board elections are the best way of judging partisan makeup over the last some 50 years. And so when you draw maps, I can go back to past elections and seeing how Democrats and Republicans carried in each individual precinct in the state, and they're accurate about 85 to 90% of the time. And that's basically how you judge these things.
Are you, when you do your polls, do you receive any funding from, say, the Republican or the Democratic parties or parties or institutions that may benefit from a finding?
No, I don't do any more partisan work. I do not do for political party work. I haven't done that since the 80s. Starting in 1990-92, I've been independent of any party. And so I work with companies and cities and governments, individuals and associations. No, I don't do work for the political party.
All right. Well, let's talk about some pretty fascinating work that you partnered with the MERS newsletter. I know that they were very interested in having you look into what the possible congressional redistricting lines would look like. That must have been pretty fascinating to start diving into.
Oh, it was, because what I drew is not exactly what the legislature is going to produce, because the legislature is a partisan body, and I was asked to say, can I do something that is nonpartisan, that is balanced, that meets the requirements of voters, that they have a say in who wins or loses an election? And right now in elections, about 80-85% elections, the elections are determined after the primary. There's no reason to technically hold a general election, because the lines of the maps, the boundaries are drawn from one party to other to win them. And so I was asked to draw a neutral plan, and it was fun to find out how geography breaks out, and that's what we did.
Well, let's talk about how those would affect the mid-Michigan area. What did your findings tell you?
Well, what's interesting is that what you'd find is that right now, in Ingham County, we have Congressman Mike Rogers. And a balanced plan, Tim Walberg would end up taking Ingham County, going down to Jackson County, down to Lenawee County, where he's from. And so Mike Rogers would be moved out of Ingham County. The only thing the public has, your listeners have to understand, is we've lost a congressional district. And so one of the reasons why we're shifting the boundaries is the fact is that we have to accommodate 14 seats where 15 seats were, so the districts have gotten larger. The big difference would be is that you would find that Tim Walberg, at least on the map that I drew, to be partisan neutral, Tim Walberg would pick up Ingham County and lose portions of Eaton County and Calhoun County and Battle, and those areas that typically Tim Walberg has now.
That obviously is going to not be a good thing for Michigan, losing a congressional seat. We lose a little bit of clout in Washington, D.C., but from what you see, is that the new line's going to benefit the Republicans or the Democrats?
Well, I would say since the courts are run by Republicans and the governorship, the state house, state senate are Republican-controlled, and the Democrats would do the same thing, is that they're going to draw the lines to benefit their own political parties. Most likely you're going to see a plan that is based on 9 Republican congressional districts and 5 Democratic congressional districts, or 10 Republican and 4 Democratic. So that's what you're going to end up with. Most likely you're not going to have Tim Walberg represent the state of Lansing, because that's too Democratic for him, and he would not want to have that many Democrats in his district. So the partisan plan, because it's been developed in legislature, would be very Republican-leaning.
Well, what was the most surprising from going through this process, Ed?
Well, first of all, that you can draw districts that are square and compact, that you don't have to do squiggly lines. And for those who know the state of Michigan, Congressman Barsuper, who would now represent Bob Benichick, represented from Copper Harbor all the way down the Bay City, a very long squiggly line. But we found out that you can square off the district, make the district square and compact, and you don't have to draw squiggly lines. That was the probably the most amazing thing, is how compact you can make the districts and make them look like they would. You would expect someone to let you know where you're living and know what district that you're in. The second thing is that one of the concerns was that we have in Michigan, we have the voting rights issue. The question was, because of all the loss in the city of Detroit, can you still draw two majority minority congressional black caucus districts? And we were able to do that also. And the other thing is, when you draw these lines, you begin to see who lives where. We have a very diverse population from African Americans, Asians, Hispanics, and you find those populations across the state that you didn't expect, and that's what's kind of fun drawing the lines.
And if people want to take a look at the information that you put together, Ed, where can they find that?
We go to www.mearsnews.com. This is a Mears News project, and if you're not a subscriber, you can get a 3-day trial subscription, and you can go online. You can actually download the maps for. You can contact me directly on my phone, and I will email you a set of maps, and that's 517-927-9776.
Ed, I'm looking at a map, and it just looks so beautiful with the colors and the squares, and I can only imagine what your great organized map is going to look like once the Republicans get a hold of it.
Well, what their responsibility is to serve their members,
yep,
and legislature and the congressional input, and that's Democrats do the same thing when they're in charge. It's just that get around that the Republicans have the advantage, and their lines will reflect their powers to make from the legislature.
And we won't be able to change that for 10 years, correct?
That is correct, unless it goes to court some issue that once the plans are passed into law, that they either violate some federal law or some state law. That would be the only other reason they would change.
Fantastic information, Ed. Ed Sarpolis is the founder and executive director of Target Insight. Thanks so much for your time, Ed.
Take care. Bye-bye.